From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A strike by Palestinian civil servants has paralyzed the West Bank. Government services have shut down, schools are closed, and hospitals are only open for emergency services. The workers say they haven't been paid for 7 months. The ruling Hamas party says the strikers are trying to bring down the government. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Ramallah.
For the past 3 days, hundreds of strikers have been parading outside Ramallah's main hospital. Dr. Nasser Hanbali, an emergency room physician, says doctors are turning away all but emergency cases, sending them to private hospitals. He says he knows many of those turned away can't afford private care, but he says he has no choice. His salary is $1,000 a month. But in the past 6 months, he's received a total of 2 weeks' salary, and he says he's fed up and angry at his government.
This strike is against the Palestinian Authority all over, and against also the system we are facing, that we are not paying any money for the last 7 months. We are not receiving our salaries in the hospital or all over from the Palestinian Authority.
The Palestinian Authority means Hamas, which came to power in democratic elections 7 months ago. The U.S. and Israel say Hamas is a terrorist organization and have frozen all financial transfers to the government. Israel stopped its transfers of $55 million a month in tax and customs revenues it collects on behalf of the Palestinian Authority, and the U.S. has pressured international banks to prevent them from letting any money through to the Hamas government. All of this has created a deepening financial crisis. Many of the trade union activists behind the strike are from the rival Fatah movement, which ruled Palestinian politics for decades until they were unseated by a public frustrated with Fatah's corruption and infighting. Ahmed Abdurrahman, a senior advisor to Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, gleefully welcomes the strike and says he's sure it will hasten the demise of the Hamas government.
It's great. The people will change this paralyzed situation in Palestinian Authority. There's a strike, the strike of, as you know, teachers, of employees in all ministries, in hospitals, and everything. So it is the only way for change.
It's not easy to find Hamas officials in Ramallah these days. Israel has arrested dozens of Hamas lawmakers, and the rest have gone underground. But Yazid Khadri, editor-in-chief of a Hamas newspaper, says Hamas is as popular as ever and that Fatah is trying to undermine the democratically elected government.
All the people that have been calling for the strike are calling for the strike under very strange names. They are undisciplined and they are illegal completely. We consider the strike illegal.
Hamas-Fatah tensions have periodically erupted into violence. Yesterday, in Nablus, masked gunmen trying to keep students away from school shot and wounded a 12-year-old boy. Many analysts in the West Bank say the strike is a real challenge to the Hamas government. Kais Abu Layla is an independent member of the Palestinian Legislative Council.
Very serious. Very serious. Because the first time there is almost a complete success for this strike. In this strike, there are about 100,000 employees in the government. A lot of them are even Hamas supporters.
Abu Layla says Hamas will be forced to either join Fatah in a national unity government or cede power to an independent government. Either way, he says, after 7 months, the Palestinian public in the West Bank has grown tired of the problems a Hamas government has brought them. Linda Gradstein, NPR News. Ramallah.